What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepper here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in visual and literary arts. Ladies and gents and other folks, we got what you might call a twofer, which is to say you've got two reasons to head over to Gouldsboro this afternoon. From 1 to 4 p.m., you could attend Fused Glass, an open studio with Roy and Rhonda at the Coombs Studio in Prospect Harbor. I just said you were spending the afternoon in Gouldsboro, didn't I? Well, Prospect Harbor is an unincorporated community in the town of Gouldsboro. Rhonda and Roy will give you a short instructional period, and then you'll have the opportunity to design your own piece of fused glass. They take a "the doctor is in" approach to provide technical direction, but not dictate the end product. You're encouraged to spread your wings with guidance from master glass artists. For pricing and more details, contact scudicartsforall.org. Did you know Scudic Arts for All has stewardship of three historic buildings in Winter Harbor and Prospect Harbor? Their Summer Arts Festival runs July 20th to August 9th. You can sign up for all sorts of arts classes: collage on cloth, drawing for beginners, sketchbook journaling, felting, step dancing, puppetry, and so much more. ScudicArtsForAll.org. But that's the festival in late July and early August. Today, there's the Fused Glass Workshop, followed by a traditional Down East Maine Saturday night church baked bean supper. It's tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. Isn't rural Maine adorable? If you have to call it a late lunch because you can't imagine eating dinner before 8:30 p.m., you go for it. But the 4 to 6 p.m. timing works because you can proceed directly from glass class to dinner. And it was meant to be, because the glass class is at 56 Main Street and supper is at 57 Main Street in Gouldsboro. The Prospect Harbor United Methodist Church is hosting the baked bean supper. No question how to pronounce that, because it's spelled S-U-P-P-A-H. The supper will feature regular vegetarian and Marfax baked beans. Do you know about Marfax beans? They got popular in Down East Maine after being introduced by the government during the Great Depression. Because they're golden brown and richly flavored, they became the preferred bean in baked bean recipes. Don't like baked beans? There's going to be red and brown hot dogs, mac and cheese, rolls and biscuits, and coleslaw. Afterward, top off that supper with a dessert or two. The dessert choices will include pies, cakes, and goodies. Another excellent reason to go directly from the art class to supper is that the best desserts go first. When you're heading in, ask which dessert the folks taking money think is best. You'll get some good advice. Admission price is still a bargain, the ad says, and I have to agree. Are you in Kittery today? You can catch the artist talk at the Haley Art Gallery this afternoon from 1 to 3. The gallery is kicking off its 20th season with The Unstoppable Human Spirit, a group exhibit featuring work by 7 artists. The artist talk is today, 1 to 3, but the exhibit runs through August. That's at the Haley Art Gallery in Kittery. Come hear hundreds of years' worth of collective wit and literary imaginings as members of the Deer Isle Writers Group share poetry, memoir, fiction, and snippets of daily life never before heard by the public. That's happening in Deer Isle today, 2 to 3 p.m. For more information, deerislelibrary.org. June is Pride Month, and we got you covered. Back to our twofers. Peninsula Pride presents a twofer at Blue Hill Public Library. First, get your pronouns straight. Members of the Peninsula Pride Youth Committee will lead a panel discussion, moderated by George Hervit, to engage with the community and create a safe space for mutual understanding and discussion. That's happening Tuesday, June 17th, 4 to 6 p.m. in the Howard Room at the Blue Hill Public Library. Then, right then and there, join Christopher Brumfield, an associate professor of art at Baton Rouge Community College, for a lecture on queer identity through the lens of art history. Again, these two events are sponsored by Peninsula Pride and the Blue Hill Public Library, which is where they're held Tuesday night. The second event is 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Wendell Gilley Museum is teaming up with the Southwest Harbor Public Library to bring writer and filmmaker Maggie DeWayne to town for a twofer eco-poetry event featuring her new book, Haiku and Hope, 50 States of Climate Change. DeWayne will start at the Southwest Harbor Library on Tuesday, June 16th at 6 p.m. with a poetry reading and talk about haiku and hope. It's a free event, but registration at swhplibrary.org is required. Then on Wednesday, there's a plein air haiku writing workshop at the Wendell Gilley Museum. The workshop runs from 1:30 to 3:30. This event is also free, but registration at wendellgilleymuseum.org is required. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?